Hello, everyone. You've tuned into Paradigm Shifters, and this is one of our favorite kinds of paradigm shifters who's putting your health into your hands with a bunch of products that are available to you and I without a prescription. And this is a gentleman who is quite the researcher and has been pioneering these understandings for, these many years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. How are you getting along? Good to talk to you again,
Ben. Yeah, I'm getting along really well and doing a lot of exploring of my own, but I'm counting on people like you to lead the way.
It's important to talk about this from a bit of a historical and scientific basis. And also as a physician, I can tell you about clinically what we're seeing.
Good. Please do. I'll let you just start away. And as a physician, you've been at this for about... I don't know when you actually became a doctor, but weren't you really into
about
herbs?
About 1985.
And stuff? You know, okay. So. And you were really into herbs and stuff at that point, weren't you?
Well, I was an ex-athlete, and I read Iron Man magazine and Joe Weider and stuff. So to build myself up, I got into raw protein and absolutely no sugar and eating whole foods and different ways to build muscle mass. So when I got out of medical school, I thought, well, why don't we use nutrition for the clients and herbal medicine instead of the drug therapy? Plus, my professor said that nothing can be cured, nobody can do anything, all you can do is mollify the symptoms with drugs. I found that to be so depressing and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I wanted to prove everything wrong. And then...
And so you are.
I guess so. I mean, the way it happened was serendipity, though. I got nicked by an IV needle in 1988 when AIDS first broke out, and the guy had Kaposi's sarcoma, and he died summarily.
Oh, my gosh.
But I started to die along with him, with his material in my bloodstream. And I mean, I quit practicing medicine. I was sick. And so just in trial and error, the oil of oregano cured me.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Yeah. And the Oregamax. See, there was no product on the market in 1993 when I got cured. So I was taking the ingredients that are now in Oregamax capsules, which is a wonderful formula. I was taking by the tablespoon, about 6 tablespoons a day.
Oh, wow,
which
really?
It equals about 100 capsules or some crazy thing. And then I was using
But
the
when
oil
you
of
think
oregano.
About that, I mean, that's for curing HIV, is that right?
Yeah, HIV-like syndrome.
Wow.
Cytomegalo and candida and God knows what I got from the guy. But it was tough. It took 6 months before I could look myself in the mirror and say, I think I might be okay.
Wow, what a challenge.
Then the oil of oregano, now what I used, of course, now they know it as the P73. I think you've got a bottle or two of it. But what we knew at that time, nobody knew about it. Nobody was selling it or whatever. I just took tons of it. Most people would be shy. I took 200-300 drops a day. That's what made me feel better. And that's what got me back. And, you know, when I got Lyme disease 3 years ago, so I've been a nice barometer for everybody, I also did that to get well.
You're the canary in the coal mine.
I know. I hate to admit it. But I didn't just take a few drops. I know what I'm taking. I know the quality. I know I can take and push large quantities. So I was taking 400-500 drops a day to get well.
Well, what is P73? Is that oregano?
Yeah, P73 is phenolic power, and it really represents edible wild oregano oil blend.
Okay.
That, unfortunately, the reason I stress this, there are genetically engineered oregano oils now.
Okay.
You see, greed gets into the picture.
Always, yeah.
It does, and so now you have this very important show you broadcast. People, whenever there's money involved, oh my God. So everybody's trying to patent everything. Not because they think that that's scientific, because they want to own it. You know what I'm saying? They want to own nature. They want to own an herb. They want to own something that the Indians or the Indian, you know, Pakistanis or the... I don't know, the Greeks or somebody or the medieval people were doing for centuries. And so now they patented oregano oil and they're growing it in clones and greenhouses. Then they're injecting it with septic bacteria and making high carvacrol oil of oregano. And so we took, it all started out with me That's why even Purdue Chicken is using oregano oil in their feeding line. I started the whole thing with my sickness, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Then I wrote the book, The Cure Is in the Cupboard.
But wait, how did you find oregano oil?
Well, my dearest, she had traveled to about 30 countries in her former life. So she'd been in the Turkish souks.
Oh.
And she saw it there.
Hmm.
So when I got sick, she hunted around and found an expat there, and he sent us about a gallon of the stuff.
Wow.
And nobody knew anything. It wasn't on the market. So I soaked myself in it topically and ate a bunch of it, and I got cured.
Hmm.
Then I wrote the book, The Cure Is in the Cupboard, and I started doing radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, oil of oregano started to creep into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a call from a scientist. He said, "You're the oregano guy. We want you." No, they actually sent me an overnight. "We want you to promote genetically engineered oregano." Of course, I refused. There was money involved, but I refused. But they put it on the market anyway.
Okay.
So I'm just sounding the warning. When I tell people take oil of oregano, just don't take the GMOs.
But Dr. Ingram, how do we find out what's the really good stuff?
Well, we did 30 gas chromatographies, and the premium brand is the original one because, you know, that's the P73 oregano. They
okay.
started it.
Okay.
Everything else is kind of copied off of that. So we can trust the P73. It's still wild. It's still handpicked by the villagers. And that's the super strength. That's what I like. Oil of wild oregano, P73, the juice of oregano, and the Oregamax. If you got those three, you don't need anything else with the oregano business. Now,
okay.
Now, what's the business good for? Cold and flu, bronchitis, sinusitis, earaches, chest congestion, rhinitis, drippy, hacky, coffee, slobbering, garbage. We proved in scientific studies published, you can find them on the net,
okay.
that the wild oregano oil obliterates the cold virus. It
wow.
obliterates the flu virus. It destroys the fungus that causes sinusitis, earaches, and bronchitis. It destroys it. Finished. Now, why isn't this well known? Well, Purdue Chicken's figured it out. But the people aren't able to be proper chickens.
Are Purdue chickens using the GMO'd version?
Purdue Chicken, I believe, from what I've found so far, is probably using a wild processed oregano.
Okay.
I know the company involved, and so far I can give my stamp on it, but I got to research it further because the GMOs are infesting everything now.
Mm-hmm, I know.
But oregano oil kills germs.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody paid attention to it until I got sick, and then I published my data. Now we know that from the study that we did, that if you use the pure wild oregano oil with research animals, you infected the animals with fungus, the oil of oregano comes in, it mops up the fungus, and the animals survive.
Hmm.
You give the animals drugs, they mop up the fungus, but the animals get sick.
Hmm.
You give the animals GMO oregano, it kills the fungus, but the animals get sick.
Hmm.
You give the synthetic oregano oil, you can buy synthetic from, you know, big chemical houses, and it still kills the germs, but the animals get sick.
Okay.
Only the natural, wild, God-given stuff is going to cure disease without any consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You see? They think they can mimic nature. They can't mimic anything. They're stupid.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and what's... okay, so a person should order Oregamax and oregano juice from you guys and P73, all three of those different things?
Those three. That's going to be in your mom-and-pop health food stores, online at AmericanWildFoods.com.
Okay.
And I have my website, but I don't sell that kind of thing. I have a few supplements that I've created that I hunt in the bush and make in, you know, myself in the woods in a remote area.
Mm-hmm.
And also some supplements for the hormone system based on my book. But I more or less tell people where they can get it so that I'm not just schlepping a supplement here and there.
Right.
And so that's going to be in your privately held health food stores. It's got a blue and yellow label, very prominent.
Okay.
Juice of oregano, Oregamax, oil of oregano is all you need for staying healthy in terms of infection.
Okay.
Now, The other issue is, what about drug-resistant germs? You know, you have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a pandemic. You're talking about 500,000 people dying in North America every year because they pick up an infection in a nursing home, a hospital, a doctor's office. They take too many antibiotics. Case history, 40-year-old has a bronchial. Bronchial is fungal.
Okay.
The doctor doesn't know that, so the doctor gives him a potent antibiotic. 40-year-old, I know. The fungus goes crazy, and it kills the guy. Now, I'm 60. I don't want to die from a fungus that some doctor induced a disaster. How would it like it to be you? You didn't think you were going to check out at 40. You got more to do. You got kids to raise. You got grandkids you're looking forward to seeing.
Is it so out of control? Like, why aren't the doctors looking at what the outcome is?
Because they're so worried they're going to be sued.
Right.
The guy's got bronchitis. Well, if I don't give him something and he comes back. So the stupid thing is medical legal.
Wow.
They know very well that antibiotics don't do a hill of beans any good for sinusitis or bronchitis, and certainly don't do anything for cold and flu, but they're still giving them.
Hmm.
So that's why the chickens are getting the oregano, but the humans aren't.
Hmm.
The first thing in the hospital for a cold or flu should be the doctor write a prescription, go to the health food store and get some oil of oregano. Or garlic and onion soup or whatever, you know, or honey and vinegar.
Okay.
You're going to be better off.
Garlic and onion soup, I like that.
Well, of course. You just chop a couple of yellow onions, a head of garlic, mince it fine, throw it in with a chicken if you want, or just in chicken broth, and you sip on that stuff. That'll kill anything.
a whole lump of garlic or just one little clove?
No, the whole head.
Okay.
The whole lump.
So what about all this stuff we're hearing about bone broth? What about that?
Bone broth is good, but, you know, if you're going to make it, jazz it up, you put the garlic and onion in there.
Right, right.
You know,
okay.
Well,
keep going on this. This is really into the etymology or the history of what happened.
Well, your ancient Greeks, okay, they what they did was, the reason they had such beautiful skin was they used to take the oregano and stuff it into amphoras of olive oil, stuff it and stuff it and stuff it. And then they would scrub them. That was their soap. That was their cleaner. They scrubbed their bodies with it. They anointed themselves.
Hmm.
And then you had your Romans in the pharmacy. They dispensed oregano for chest congestion, heart trouble, congestive heart failure, lung disease, wounds, battle wounds. And then your Islamics took it the next step and distilled it, and then also used powdered oregano to keep vegetables fresh in the desert for 2 months. And then,
wow,
made,
2 months!
They made
wow.
a bunch of medicines out of it.
Hmm.
You know, there was in the Caliph's time, they sold 30,000 1 ounce bottles, I guess, or so of rose oil every year. Every year, they distilled it and used it as a drug.
Hmm.
And they also kept their hospital sterile by having fountains that permeated essential oils like weed. They were the original diffusers.
Hmm.
Then, of course, your medieval doctors, when they translated those Islamic works in Toledo in the 8th and 9th century, it stimulated the Renaissance, because the Islamic doctors had a broad view of the world, and they brought in the Hindu, the Greek, the Roman, and translated it, and they translated the Sanskrit, they translated the Syriac, and the Baghdad and Cordoba, Spain, became the centers of civilization. Then when that declined, the Christian population translated over two centuries those thousands of books, and that stimulated thinking in Europe, and then Europe became the leader in herbs.
Oh, really?
And they
okay.
used oregano oil for earaches, colds, congestion, viruses, intestinal, gastroenteritis, diarrhea, but then it got lost. Until 1918, when the Pasteur Institute proved that it killed every known germ, but then penicillin came in and wiped it out. So now it's coming back, but with resistance from the medical cartel.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah.
But
Well, small sidebar, you mentioned rose oil, and my daughter actually said, Mom, you need to use rose oil. It's a rejuvenating oil for older people. Is that
yeah,
right? Yeah.
it has the highest Hertz energy of any plant. Now you think about the creating wisdom, the most delicate, soft thing on the universe, which is a petal of rose, also has the highest molecular energy to make it so soft and delicate and aromatic.
Oh, wow.
So if you were to get real rose oil and rub it on the bottom of the feet and diffuse it, it would help overall health. Now there is a rose essence. This is the kind traditionally that the people use. They don't use the oil in the old country. They use the essence where they steam distill the rose petals, and then the essence they put in baklava, they put in sweets, they drink it in tea, and it's called essence of rose blossoms.
Okay.
It's also seen on AmericanWildFoods.com, and I want to tout that one thing. AmericanWildFoods.com is not well known in the internet domains. It's a 100% non-GMO. So
Yay!
whatever is there, no citric acid, no corn syrup, no phony lecithin, no vitamin E, no corn starch.
Wow. I'll look that up. So
Yeah.
I don't want you, okay, say we're going to go from oregano, I believe, onto a number of other things that you
Cannabis.
recommend. Cannabis is the one. That's one of the main
Cannabis.
ones. Yay.
Cannabis has a wonderful history. Nobody smut, the Indians did some smoking ritually, and there was some smoke as an incense in the biblical times because it was a good antiseptic and a good mood elevator. But see, they didn't just go around smoking joint after joint after joint. Until the hashish became popular, which the Mongols brought through conquest, then people became addicted because it's so potent, making from the flower buds, you see. So then it got kind of a bad rap, but in between that little bit of smoking, it was used as a drug. In ancient Egypt, no, in ancient Greece, to when they would surgically invade the body, sometimes with a battle wound or a tumor, then they would give them cannabis to knock them out so they wouldn't feel anything. Isn't that interesting? Then the Islamic doctors translated the Greek works, and they made a drug from cannabis that was so potent that it would sedate the patient for 1 week post-surgically so they wouldn't feel the wounds. By God, it's a good drug. In Victorian times, the doctors had it in every black bag, and they revolted against DuPont and Hearst and these other criminal groups when they stole it from us. They revolted against them. The MDs revolted that this is one of our most important drugs. You're taking it from us.
Wow, I didn't realize that, eh? Wow.
It's in every bag. Now, for 100 years, we didn't have it. Now, parents are saying to the legislature, why are you doing this? I took extract of marijuana or CBD or what have you, and my child is no longer having seizures. My child is improving with the autism. My MS is improving. I have less pain. You see? So I started to write The Cannabis Cure because the data is very compelling. Now, here's my history. This is fun. It's me again.
Good, we
I
like
think,
that.
yeah, the doctors heal yourself. So I'm trying the cannabis extract known as CB Science CBD oil.
Okay.
It's a big name out there, one of the bigger names.
CB
So I
Science
take
CBC oil.
CBD, let's just call it CBD oil.
Okay.
So I buy some of this stuff. I said, well, let me try it. I'm writing the book. I take it in the airport. I take it, and I couldn't get out of my chair. I felt like I was stoned.
Oh,
I couldn't get
gosh.
up. I said, I'm not going to be recommending this unless I figure this out. So I had somebody throw me a bottle of oil of oregano. I squirted 20 drops onto the tongue. I charged out of my chair. I popped out. Now,
Wow.
what did I experience? I want to say what I experienced. Here's the issue. It's big business now, marijuana.
It sure is.
So a lot of business concerns, including ex-people that were in the marijuana pot business, have jumped in, but they don't know what they're doing. They're not medical. So what they're doing is they're trying to make a racket out of it. They're actually taking good quality material. A lot of times, it's It's industrial hemp.
Okay.
It's grown on a field.
Mm-hmm.
And they're manipulating it to make it extremely high in CBD. Now, people have to understand what's going on. Your brain and your spinal cord and your internal organs have CBD receptors.
Okay.
For CBD1 and 2 receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you smoke pot, it feeds that system. And so people smoke pot because it makes them feel good. It does something to them. It has it's a feel-goody thing.
Mm-hmm.
They end up getting addicted, and there are consequences. Or they're smoking it with a medical card because they are getting a benefit with pain.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's feeding those receptors. They're in the brain for a reason.
Mm.
Now, what they did with CBD oil, they made a big mistake. Instead of just taking out the natural components, they manipulated it to give it extremely high levels of CBD. That overloads the receptors, and it does the opposite. Makes you one guy running a health food store didn't remember where he drove for 3 hours.
Wow.
So I called Europe, and I called the organic growers,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the sad thing is you can't buy it in this country and transport it across state lines without potentially being arrested.
Yeah, I've heard some stories.
Yeah, but if you buy it from Europe, it's perfectly legal. How do you figure?
Wow.
So I said, well, what are you doing with it? Well, we soak it in alcohol. So in other words, you're extracting the cannabinoids, or you're extracting the material from industrial hemp. It's not even marijuana, okay? It's just a different species. Well, we soak it in alcohol, and then we wash it with acetone, and sometimes we extract it with hexane. Hexane's gasoline, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I said, oh, really? And
then
what else?
And this is in Europe? This is in Europe they're doing this?
In Europe and here too, once
they
get the raw material. Well, then what do you do? Well, then we heat it to 250 degrees, and we use a high-pressured press to press out all the waxes. I said, then next. Well, then we spike the CBD. See, we've pressed out all the excipients. We spiked this. I said, would you stop for a minute? You've got organic material there, and you're treating it with chemicals? Yes. Why don't you just extract it with supercritical carbon dioxide and give me the muck? Well, nobody's ever asked that. I don't care. So I had him send me a kilo.
Wow.
I take it. It changed my life.
Wow. Really? Like how?
I'm telling you. Well, I've published 4 books in 6 months.
Hmm.
I'm working on a 1,000-page textbook of natural cures that I've been trying to tackle for 20 years but couldn't get the energy around it intellectually. And also my focus, my driving ability, my long-haul driving ability, and also overall health. And you can also use it to reduce pain. And I used it to cure my insomnia, which,
okay.
you know, pot is known to do to some degree, but then long-term it causes insomnia. So,
Well, let me just interrupt for a sec. I'm a 60s person from way back, and I'm always insomniac, and I found hash made me sleep. But I found in a while I got very paranoid putting any kind of marijuana or hashish in me at all. Can you explain that a little bit? Yeah.
Well, here's what it is. The reason why marijuana, when you smoke it, at first you get some sedation and relaxation, and then long-term, the problem is, it has too much THC.
Okay.
THC is a nervous system irritant.
Okay.
And the THC is produced when you burn the pot.
Hmm.
So you get too high levels when it's heated. And then it causes the opposite effect of irritating the central nervous system, irritating the gut, causing the munchies, causing the paranoia, causing the anxiety, depleting the adrenal glands, and you're getting carbon monoxide on top of it.
Wow.
So what we found was, I support the people using the marijuana, but I try to steer them to the extract, because you don't get any of that when you use the crude herb.
Okay.
And
but
so,
also, you don't get it if you get this stuff that's been washed in alcohol and all these other things as well.
You do get some. You don't get as much as you would with hash, but you do get some consequences because of the damage to the molecules. Yes,
but you were able to get it without all that, right?
Right. I was able to secure this. So I finished writing my book knowing I could recommend. So I asked a couple of companies. Unfortunately, North American Urban Spice said, we'll put it on the market. We understand the DEA issues, but we'll put it on the market. It's a crude extract. So they put out hempenol. Hempenol regular strength, hempenol super strength, and hempenol PM.
Okay.
The hempenol has wild oregano complexed with the cannabis.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Is that wonderful? It seems wonderful.
It is wonderful because the oregano makes it aggressive. It drives it into the tissues. It preserves the hemp from oxidation. It acts as a preservative. You know, the other companies are putting polysorbate 80 in because the hemp tends to mold.
Oh, okay. And you're saying the oregano would work, right?
Oregano eliminates that issue.
Wow.
So it's more effective. Now, case history. I had a young, and I'm not trying to tell people to smoke pot, by the way. I'm telling them if they've got a medical card, I'm behind you. You know, if you're having to do it and you don't have any money, I'm behind you. But I would rather, I would suggest better results for you with the extract without risk of addiction. Now, I'll give you a good case history. Am I going to give a five-year-old pot? A five-year-old comes with seizures. They can't stop the seizures.
Okay.
He takes the hempenol, which is the complex of the crude cannabis without any heat or anything, with the wild oregano. He takes it. The seizures are eliminated in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Why did that happen? He got the seizures from the vaccines. The cannabis feeds the endocannabinoid system so that the signaling mechanisms start to improve in the brain. It's from industrial hemp. There's no THC, so we can give it to the children. Furthermore, you can't give high THC to the children, people, that they could become addicted to pot. So
the old illusion was that you can't be addicted to pot, but you're saying you indeed can.
Oh, my God, can you be? But it's not as addictive as alcohol, but it's still very addictive. Okay, let's make it clear. Opiates are more addictive than pot, but pot's addictive. Nobody can deny it. Now, the mechanism is the cannabinoids, then the oregano killing the vaccine pathogens. You see, that's why it's so unique. Now, with me, I'm having insomnia with me writing books all the time and my mind racing. And so I use hempenol PM, which has hops, cinnamon, oregano, chamomile, and cannabis. Now, what am I talking about? You don't know this. The active ingredient of cannabis is the terpenes, even more than the cannabinoids. The cannabinoids are great, but when you realize it, the terpenes are very important, and the California and Colorado growers know this. The smell of marijuana, that overriding acrid smell, is from terpenes.
Okay.
But you know what? Everything that's a terpene makes you feel good. Limonene in lime is a terpene. Without limonene and lemon and lime, you wouldn't want a lemon or lime. Basil, the smell of basil is terpene, the same terpene that's in cannabis. Would you ever have a pizza without oregano or spaghetti?
No.
Oregano is terpene. So when you add these other cannabinoid-rich plants like cinnamon, who's going to have cinnamon toast without cinnamon or oatmeal without cinnamon? If it's sitting right there, I'm having a cinnamon. Terpene, terpene, terpene. And they all help with mood. When you have cappuccino, when you have cinnamon toast, when you have basil pesto, when you have black pepper on your salad, it's helping your mood and you didn't know it because it's feeding the cannabinoid system. So when I took the hempenol PM, it has the hops, it has the chamomile, it has the cinnamon, it has the cannabis. It knocked me out. I started to sleep. I got rid of my insomnia. So I'm just saying, feed the cannabinoid system, and you'll be healthier. Don't just use a little bit of cinnamon. Put a teaspoon in your tea. Use more basil. Chop it up and put it on salads. You'll feel better. You'll sleep better.
Well, that's really encouraging, isn't it? Well, let's get to I'm very excited about what you're saying, and we'll follow it up with some more research and look into your books and probably your website. You have a good website?
I have a good website with my videos and lots of, you know, freebies for folks and articles. I'm busy writing books, but I will publish the article here and there for you. It's CassIngram.com.
CassIngram, two S's, Ingram.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And then the book is there, The mm-hmm. Cannabis Cure, and then also The Cures in the Cupboard, what we talked about.
I like that.
So, yeah,
well, let's go into the winter blues and also, you know, people, I don't know about how you feel about politics, but I think that things could get very tough on the planet and certainly for health coverage. And I really want you to help us shore up our ability to get through a lot of this stuff ourselves.
You got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
You got to try to stay away. Yeah, I mean, you know, okay, you get in a car accident and they got to tape you up or what. But so let's say you got the depression. You're going to go to the doctor and get an SSRI drug and become an addict.
Yeah.
And then maybe kill yourself, you know, with suicidal ideation. But no, if you're having depression and anxiety, that's why they pulled it from the market. Timing was perfect for the drug cartel. You got to do the cannabis.
Perfect.
Okay, you want to, yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to smoke pot, that's your option. But for me, it's the extract.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two cases of people with depression, and I like the fact that with the Hempanol Super Strength, I can treat the infectious component and the depression component, and we were able to get them off the SSRI drugs with this extract as drops under the tongue. 50% of all cases of depression are related to fungal infection.
And particularly
by Candida. Yes, Candida is a big one.
Mm.
One woman shuffled up to me at a trade show, or no, at a lecture. She shuffled. She said, "Dr. Ingram, I've had depression for 30 years. I said, "Stick out your tongue." She had the worst coated fungus tongue I've seen.
Wow.
I said, "You don't have depression. You've got Candida." She's shuffling because of brain damage from the antidepressants. You see,
is that reversible?
Not too reversible now for her. Somewhat, if we could get her off the drug slowly, but she's in, you know, pretty bad shape. But maybe.
Tell me this: cannabis extract get her off the drugs?
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. And if you could do that, and you could get her to continue to take enough cannabis.
Okay.
Because the cannabis has the beta carotene terpene, and the terpene makes new brain cells. I think that's why my game, not the game, golf game maybe, but my game of life has improved so much since I've been pounding this Hempanol. I'd like to take it right before a radio show too.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I got to get you some. But anyway, it causes new neuron development, that chemical.
Aha, you see, that's really important.
Yeah. So okay. Then therefore,
I'm writing this down.
So let me tell you something. What's it good for? What's the Hempanol good for? Hold off on CBD because it's heat treated and solvent extracted. So let's go more for the crude stuff. What's it good for? All the psychological, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive psychosis, that group.
Okay.
Then the neurological, MS, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's, dementia, Alzheimer. Then the chronic pain. Sciatica, inflammation, spinal pain, spinal stenosis, arthritis, chronic pain, opiate addiction. Then the addictions at large, SSRIs, opiates, pot, alcohol, tobacco, sugar. It's great because it makes you feel good, and if you feel good, you don't need all of the adjuncts.
Right.
Then the childhood diseases, seizures, autism, epilepsy, ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, nervous agitation. You know, these are the big, no, there's some minor categories with crude cannabis extract, which are glaucoma, plantar fasciitis, fibromyalgia. These are other, stroke recovery, brain damage. You see, remember we said about the beta carotene causing the induction of new neurons. But then that goes along with our love for cinnamon, cloves, rosemary, sage, oregano, because they are also causing this repair of the neurons and potentially new neuron induction.
Wow. And, we didn't throw in turmeric. What do you think of that?
Turmeric's very, very good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's interesting? The scientific studies are showing that the whole food form, is working more effectively for a wider range of conditions than the isolates.
Oh, okay.
So
you mean you
got to
get the little root? You got to get the little root and chop
the
it up.
The root. There's three. I'm just finishing my book, The Wild Turmeric Cure.
Oh, good. Okay.
It should be done next month. I'll try to get you a copy.
That'd be great.
The turmeric, you see, in the root juice, the whole organic or whole unprocessed powder can be organic or wild, and supplements that are crude extracts. The only crude extract right now is turmerol. They're going to change that name apparently to Turmeric Plus in the short order. It has the number one rating on Amazon, if I can say that, for quality.
Okay.
There are other turmerics, but they're isolates. And
okay.
So you can choose those two if you wish. But I would do a combination at least. If you're going to do the supplement, I would also do the root.
Okay.
And the powder. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I mean, this is very good information.
Well, I've had a lot of fun with this turmeric book. I've made my own turmeric honey, turmeric milk, and I'm using it now in all my egg dishes. And I'm working on, I've helped a company put together the formula for Turmeric Plus, just so people know there's some science behind it. I threw my hat behind it and said, this is what you should put in it. And I'm looking forward to that as well.
Somebody was telling me that she keeps a pot of honey with a little bit of cannabis. I don't know what which specific type there. And some turmeric and black pepper and
that's good.
Coconut oil. And she has a tablespoon at night or a teaspoon or something.
That'll relax her.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what she said. It's quite amazing.
But you know, when I started to study the smoking habit of cannabis, I realized that the marijuana industry made the pot to be addictive. They've bred it so that it has a high amount of THC, and that poses a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
So, but fortunately now,
and a lot of young people are dying from it up in Vancouver.
They are. There
British
are quite
Columbia.
A few fatalities. I try to keep it in contrast to alcohol. But we're seeing increasing fatalities and also psychosis in the 15 to 22-year-old, 24-year-old.
Wow.
Bad time to be smoking pot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad, eh? Because that's the time the brain is just still being formed, right?
That's right. And the biggest proof on brain damage with marijuana is when somebody starts smoking it at 14, 15, and there's a lot of that going on right now.
Wow.
I don't know what the consequences will be of heavier use of marijuana. I'm not a fan, but at the same time, I can tell you that some people are using it successfully for pain and for inflammation. So let's be practical about it, too. So,
okay. Oh, well. And this seizure, stopping seizures is very good.
Exactly. But you're going to get better results. Like, okay, the problem we have with marijuana is okay, so it stops the seizure, but when you take the extract, it cures it. When you take the extract complex with the wild oregano, it obliterates the seizures. It's just like you and me with insomnia.
Okay.
When you take the extract, it cures the insomnia, and then you could take the hempanol PM once in a while.
But you don't really need it the same.
No, you're not going to need to smoke it every night. See, that's.
I really love
this. Smoke it, you burn it up. Come on.
Well, here's
you're
something.
Gonna burn every...
well, something really interesting is that everything you're talking about, and it's got ancient history. It's like getting in harmony or doing the dance with actual living things, isn't it? Rather than having
it is, and that's why if you keep the product raw or crude, you're dancing with the creator. You're dancing with the divine energy. The concept is merciful. Because making the human race, well, I won't just throw you out there. I'll make some kind of goodies out there. You got to figure it out yourself, right? That you could use if you get sick. So now we know that the goodie, if you get an infection, is oregano oil. The goodie, if you get depression, anxiety, or stress syndrome, or psychosis, schizophrenia, is cannabis.
Okay.
Yeah? The goodie, the real goodie, if you have chronic insomnia, is cannabis as well as cinnamon and hops. So it's kind of a multiplicity going on there.
And that's called hempanol, right?
Right, hempanol PM.
Okay.
The goodie for glaucoma is cannabis.
Oh, really?
The goodie, yeah. The goodie for inflammation is turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take turmeric like she does with the cannabis, then you get better results.
Hmm.
And I call it cannabis. I like that name. You know, it's the medicine to me.
Right.
You know, the trade name I use is Hempanol. I got it right here. I got the Hempanol Super Strength. It's got 1,500 or 2,000 milligrams of crude cannabis with the cannabidiol and beta-carophyllin, along with the supercritical oregano. And, you know, I like this a lot. You know why?
Why?
It's raw.
Okay.
Every other CBD oil on the market is heat-treated and solvent-extracted.
Hmm.
When I take this, it goes right into my brain.
Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is it actually repairs some of the parts that have weakened, right?
I need to repair. I'm 60 now. That's when it starts to go on people. Now, I'm not going to let that happen. You're not going to let that happen.
No,
it's
I hope
attitude
not.
Too,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it also isn't just attitude because things start to break down. And you're saying there's ways of rebuilding as you get older.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Right.
There's no doubt that what happens is that you start to get less blood flow, that you get less hormone authority, and the neurons start to involute.
Mm-hmm.
It's the aging
thing. What does that
mean,
involute? Yeah, I know, but
involute
we shouldn't have to put up
degenerate.
With it.
They degenerate.
Okay.
And the only way you can offset it is the cannabis extract and turmeric extract and other beta-carophyllin-rich oregano.
Right, okay.
Oregano, rosemary, Acioli, Italy, where they have one village that has 2,000 people and 300 of them are over 105.
Ah! And that's rosemary?
It's the rosemary that's doing it. But that's also high in the cannabinoids.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So they're related.
Yes.
They're related plants, are they?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my.
They are.
Oh, wow.
So you don't, yeah.
I was just going to ask you to give us, I'm in my 70s, okay? And I'm pretty alive and lively. So I'm going, okay, give us some sort of what do we keep in our homes then? You say
Okay, what you do is, mm-hmm. I'm lazy. I want the extract.
Okay.
So I want somebody to take 20,000 pounds and extract down to 20 pounds. And I get to put some of that in a bottle or something. So I use the Hempanol Super Strength.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I got to have my Hempanol PM because still twice a week I might get a little agitated.
Okay.
And then I got to have my oil of oregano and my juice and my Oregamax. I got to have it.
Okay.
Now, if I can also have some turmeric plus I'm going to grab some of that, a dozen bottles when they put that out.
Okay.
And then I keep some Bone Active around. Now, Bone Active is rosemary and sage and oregano. I keep that around. I rub that on my feet and my shins and on my scalp.
And how does
that
feel?
On my spine.
What is that made of
again?
What is it made of?
Wild rosemary, oregano, and sage.
Oh, wow.
I used that to partially cure my Lyme disease when I got that. But I like that stuff, too, for topical.
Mm-hmm.
And I take some capsules, but I'm just telling you about my oil tonics that I like.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
And I just, you know, because they're just in these 1 and 2 ounce bottles, I put them on here. I put them in my pocket.
Okay.
And I go off. Now, I got to go travel this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm gonna take. It's a 6-hour drive. My Hempanol Super Strength, my Bone Active, my oil of oregano, my juice of oregano, and my Oregamax. I won't need anything else for emergencies.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing all this down. So you're saying that's a great first aid kit, or not just first aid kit.
Yeah, for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? But there's other things, like I'll take my chaga black tea, and I'll make chaga black and put it in my thermos for strength.
And what's chaga?
Come on, chaga. That grows on the birch trees in the far north, and it has a high amount of superoxide dismutase.
Oh, wow.
And also it has the melanin and has in there the beta-glucan, and to keep you extremely strong and powerful.
Hmm.
And, wild chaga.
Wow. Yeah. So you've got yourself a little medicine kit here, your little black bag, eh?
That's it.
What about foods? What do you eat? Do you eat in and around these, or is this all you eat?
I eat a lot of eggs, and I put onions in there, and green onions, and I eat a lot of citrus. I do. I want that vitamin C in the winter, and then what do I eat? I eat some organic grass-fed meat, and I eat a lot of pistachios and nuts and things like that, you know. I like them roasted and salted myself without any added oil. And greens, I love, have a huge salad usually every other night, huge, with some feta cheese and a lot of olive oil and balsamic vinegar and pomegranate syrup. I put that on there too.
Or
pomegranate
fresh
syrup. Pomegranate.
Nice.
Oh, pomegranate. Pomegranate syrup from the mountains is different. Yeah, called Pama Max out in the marketplace. That stuff is, hey, you know, I had a woman who had a bad echocardiogram, and they were going to cut, but they said, no, we can't cut. You'll die on the table. You're
okay.
Going to die in 6 months anyway. You know,
oh my
that's
gosh.
What they told her.
Oh, nice.
So she took my book, you know, and she started the Pama Max,
okay.
which is the syrup from the mountain pomegranate in the Mediterranean. And it's delicious and all that. But she takes a quarter cup a day. You're supposed to take a tablespoon. She does a huge amount. And the echocardiogram was normal.
Oh, you're kidding. Come on.
Later.
Oh, wow.
Normal, normal, normal. Because why? Because the pentagalactans regenerate the arterial tree.
Wow.
If you have a weak heart, it's trying to pump against sclerotic arteries. 50,000
wow.
miles. End to end, the arterial bed.
Wow.
So you regenerate with pomegranate just as our Creator has indicated, you see? And then the heart is, I know from personal experience, the heart relaxes after you get that arterial regeneration. You're not as much risk.
So what about for dementia that comes from hardening of the arteries?
Same thing, pomegranate for that, and turmeric, and cannabis, you know, but for the arterial tree, you have to have the pomegranate.
Okay.
Pomegranate and red grape. Those are the things.
Wow. And it can be from here, or is it something special, or does it come from?
No, we found that the Mediterranean source grape and the Mediterranean unprocessed, you see, not the hybrids. Now, we should eat our organic California grapes, but the non-hybridized seed still in the grape, and also the Mediterranean. We measured California pomegranates, and they were half as powerful. In other words, the pomegranate from the Mediterranean was 2 times more aggressive.
And why is that? Is that because?
Well, that's where it comes from.
Okay.
It was planted here by the Spaniards.
Mm.
It's a native to the Mediterranean.
Okay.
And it grown in the mountains on the rocks. Well, that's a lot different than growing in a commercial setting in California.
Right. So tell me this, Dr. Ingram, is it relevant what your own ethnic background is and what your blood
yes.
type is and all of that? This stuff.
Oh yes, that's important. If you are Scandinavian, you should be eating some fatty fish, you know, and get out and not. You shouldn't eat any sugar or wheat.
Okay.
If you're Mediterranean, you should have some. I've got to have the olive oil. Got to have the pomegranate. You got to have a mixed diet if you have Mediterranean blood. And if you're type O, more meat. You know, all the type diet's got some sound components to it. You see.
Okay.
But
I thought that maybe I'm a type A, and I just wondered if like where it's grown is really relevant to a certain kind of person.
Yes,
because
it is. It is. But
don't
there are
the blood
some
types,
universals. There are universals like
okay.
olive oil.
Okay.
Like pomegranate. Like grape.
Okay.
I mean, no matter what your blood type is, you're going to benefit from that stuff.
Okay.
You see. Yeah.
Well, this is all.
You don't
very
have to live. Yeah.
You don't have to live what?
Well, you don't have to live in a hut in the Mediterranean to need pomegranate and olive oil. Yeah, it's a
oh, you
universal
don't. That's just
medicine.
As well.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, these are wonderful. So what about when a kid has sniffles and cold? And what is a basic? Like,
the oregano. Oregano. Oil of oregano. Simple.
Is it going to taste like crap?
Non-GMO. No monkey business.
Okay.
Rub it on the feet and the shins and the spine and a couple of drops twice a day. In the juice, and the Oregamax capsules, open the contents if you want, and the wild oregano honey and manuka honey, and that's all the kids need in general. Now, if you want to build them up, You want to give them some natural vitamin C, not ascorbic acid from corn.
Okay.
So you look at the Purely C or some other Camu product. So that. And fatty salmon oil or cod liver oil, but better is fatty salmon oil to give the children the vitamin A and D.
Okay.
They don't get it. So then we can give them a teaspoon of that a day or every other day to build them up.
Right.
You know.
Huh. So have you got kids, Dr. Ingram?
Yeah.
And
I keep harassing my kids to make sure the grandkids get plenty of goodies. So maybe, you know.
Do they rebel? You know, do they rebel?
Yeah, it's pseudo. So
well, usually kids do that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
I know.
The bottom line, between you and I, to be honest with you, you want to know what I do?
Yes.
I make sure that I get my cannabis extract that's raw. So I'm taking the hempanol. I'm not monkeying around with CBD oil anymore.
Okay, yeah.
I take my Oregamax crude herb and I sip on the juice of oregano here and there.
Okay.
I love the turmeric plus.
Okay.
I can't wait. I love the sublingual drops, which are micellized for great absorption. And you feel it right away in relief. You know, we all have pains and inflammation.
Right.
I'm a chaga fan, and I'm a freak for this Pomamex syrup plus pomegranates. I'm a freak for pomegranates, and I'm a big fan of the crude red sour grape from the Persian mountains. It's
okay.
Known as Resvital.
Resvital.
I'm a fan. Resvital. I'm a fan of whole food vitamin C.
Okay.
I'm a fan of fatty salmon oil. It's known in the trade as Polar Power. And, you know, those are some of the sort of supplements that I love.
Gosh, it sounds like we could offset pretty much anything. I think what I really have enjoyed about this is that you've given us some major influences, even just like four of them, that would make a huge difference in our cupboard over the next year.
And then you can add more cinnamon, more rosemary, more sage, more fennel, more cumin into the dietary too, and more cayenne. I mean, that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I go to a trade show, I hadn't been there for 2 or 3 years, and I'm lecturing, and they, well, how come you look younger? I said, well, it's the oregano, dummy. I smell like a pizza.
Have you written your cookbook?
I'm supposed to do that too, and I should be able. I've got some recipes. I've got 10 recipes for golden milk in my turmeric book.
Oh,
and,
good.
When
do we get the turmeric book? It's got to come out.
The
somewhere.
Wild turmeric cure should be done in 30 days.
Oh,
so,
goody. Hardly wait. I'm a big turmeric fan. I haven't gone through these other stuff yet, and I'm going to do that today.
I explain, well, yeah, you know, and just so you should, and I explain in the book that the turmeric supplements are chemically treated, and just how and who uses alcohol, who uses other solvents, who uses heat, who uses non-heat. So I tried to give a fair assessment of the top 15 supplements on the market in the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And also, you've given us access to several websites that we can count on, right?
Yeah. AmericanWildFoods.com is absolutely not even a GMO in any of their beauty products. They're mainly supplements and food. It's not a grocery store. It's just whatever we could find in the wilderness or that was made that's non-GMO, and that's tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of these gimmicks like the non-GMO square, because the non-GMO square that's on the label allows them to have ascorbic acid from corn, and I've gotten some patients that got quite sick from ascorbic acid from corn.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm very, very impressed, and I'm sure our listeners are, that you're such a research lab within yourself. You're kind of the embodiment of the stuff we're trying to learn. So I hope you'll come back on again and be a paradigm shifter for us all.
Let's shift it to the moon.
You betcha.
You keep doing your good work.
Thank you so much. So I'm not going to wait till you're over 100, which I'm sure you will eventually get to, but let's talk again soon. I really appreciate
your
work.
Hey, give me a buzz. Meanwhile, make sure I get your address because I want to send you a double-blind study. You try it and tell us how you did.
Super duper. I'll give you that. All right. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, we've just talked to Dr. Cass Ingram, and I'm so pleased and so excited about some of the simpler tools you gave us to not only keep ourselves well, but make ourselves even weller. And thank you so much for listening to Paradigm Shifters. This is VeronicaAntwistle.com if you want to get hold of me and give me some feedback. Thank you, Dr. Ingram.
My pleasure. Bye now.
It's great. Bye.